So the last panel before lunch, another 45-minute panel, will be, what exactly does the U.S. trustee do? I'll let the panelists make their way up here. On that panel, we'll have Kevin Epstein, who is the U.S. trustee for Region 6 and 7, the four districts here in Texas. Shane Johnson, who is at Porter Hedges. I was a classmate of his at UT Law. He had the good sense to go to New York and then come back afterwards. He clerked for Judge Mott. Brendan Singh at Trans Singh in Houston, who is a sub-5 trustee, among other things, as well as a Duberstein coach for Thurgood Marshall School of Law, and a Duberstein graduate, actually, as many folks who come to practice in Texas are. And then Aubrey Thomas, who is an assistant U.S. trustee, who I noticed in her bio clerked for one of the justices on the Oregon Supreme Court, which should be interesting. Ask about the rules of evidence in Oregon sometime. They have some fascinating things there. So, without further ado, what exactly does a U.S. trustee do? Thank you.
Morning, afternoon. First of the morning. Morning, everyone. Hope everyone's up and bright and ready to hear all the things that the U.S. trustee does or think they do or don't do. I think before we get, as we get started, we wanted to sort of do a little bit of introductions of Kevin and Aubrey and give a what I call sort of a org chart of the U.S. trustee's office, because I never know who's going to be the U.S. trustee in my case. And so I will let them start.
Okay, wonderful.
Well, thank you. My name is Kevin Epstein. I am the United States trustee for Region 7, which includes the southern and western districts of Texas. As many of you know, until recently, I was also serving as the United States trustee for Region 6, which covers the northern and eastern districts of Texas. It was quite fun to say I was United States trustee for Texas. But it is my pleasure to announce, if you haven't heard yet, that as of Monday, November 18th, just a few days ago, Lisa Lambert is the new U.S. trustee for Region 6. We are thrilled to have Lisa in the role, and if you see Lisa during the conference and she is here, please congratulate her on her new role. Getting back to our panel, I'm here today with my colleague Aubrey Thomas, who is the Assistant U.S. Trustee in the San Antonio Field Office, and our San Antonio Field Office covers San Antonio, El Paso, but also a part of the Southern District, Corpus Christi, Laredo, Brownsville, and McAllen, and thrilled to be here with Brendan Singh and Shane Johnson. Our topic today is, you know, what exactly does the U.S. trustee do? So our hope is that you come away from today's presentation with a better understanding of the U.S. trustee's role and maybe even answer some burning questions I know you've been wondering about when it comes to our involvement in cases.
So the United States trustee program is a component of the Department of Justice responsible for overseeing the administration of bankruptcy cases and private trustees. The mission of the USTP is to promote the integrity and efficiency of the bankruptcy system for the benefit of all stakeholders, debtors, creditors, and the public. The USTP does not represent the federal government as a creditor, and instead, we are a neutral party whose role is to protect the integrity of the nation's bankruptcy system. To better define what that role was intended by Congress to be, you can turn to 28 USC 586, which details the U.S. trustee's tasks. Those include supervising case trustees, monitoring disclosure statements and plans, and reviewing fee applications, to name a few. In the written materials provided in connection with this presentation, we've outlined for you our work in various contexts. Some of our roles are less visible than others. For example, we establish, maintain, and supervise a panel of Chapter 7 trustees in each district. And in connection with that supervision, we review their final reports and distribution reports for accuracy. We select and oversee the Chapter 13 trustees, including reviewing and approving their budgets.
In the consumer context, the U.S. trustee, one of the things we do is review schedules, statement of financial affairs, and means test forms in Chapter 7 cases. When those documents raise questions, you may see us asking for additional documents or asking questions at a 341 meeting. Where appropriate, we bring motions to dismiss for abuse under Section 707B so that debtors who can pay their creditors do pay. We also sometimes file complaints to deny a debtor their discharge under Section 727 of the Bankruptcy Code. We work to make sure that the debtors who, among other things, transfer assets to hinder creditors or lie on their schedules about their assets do not get a discharge.